News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
And motorists, as you heard there, being warned to expect higher fuel prices with oil hitting $100 a barrel. You've seen it at the petrol pumps with your own eyes, but how bad could it get? Kevin McPartland is CEO of Fuels for Ireland. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Jonathan.
Look, here we go again. We don't have an end in sight to the war in the Middle East that was started by the US and Israel against Iran. And now the resumption of hostilities means that we are going to see a dramatic impact on the price of the pump.
Well, the impact is already dramatic. I mean, the wholesale markets have moved very significantly in the last sort of 2.5 weeks since the ceasefire really broke down. And what that means for Fuels for Ireland members, where when they are buying fuel on wholesale markets, they're paying about 20 cents a litre more for diesel than they were 2 weeks ago. Now, when they then bring that to a forecourt for an Irish motorist, they have to add VAT onto that. So that's an impact of about 26 cents per litre in 2 weeks. And that's something which we have no control over. We've no hand act or part in setting that. That is just passing on the increased input cost into forecourts. And as the CCPC have found in the past, margins on fuel are very, very low. So there really is no fat to trim there. But then you have the situation.
I think we're over the idea that there's price gouging, because the impact is immediate for all the reasons that you've outlined previously. Mm-hmm. And it's not the petrol pumps operator who is at fault here. It is the war in the Middle East. So the direction of travel here is up. How bad could it get, Kevin?
Well, if you think that you know, we quote crude oil prices. You even did in the introduction, you talked about the fact that crude oil has gone up to €100, $100 a barrel. If you buy crude today, that is not going to hit an Irish forecourt for 3 weeks, because there's the refining, the transport, all that sort of, all those processes involved. So the fuel that is on sale today was actually bought at $70 a barrel back 3 weeks ago. That was the price 3 weeks ago. So that's the first thing. We haven't seen the wash through of that massive increase on crude prices yet. But how bad could it get? Well, if the government does what it says it's going to do, if the government reinstates the excise duty over the next few months, taking us up to January 1st, if they increase the carbon tax on budget night, which it is committed to do, and if it changes the renewable transport fuel obligation scheme on January 1st, as it is committed to do.
Let's not worry about January 1st. Let's worry about September 1st. I mean, people want to know what's happening next. Government can do what they will do, but, you know, there are already supports in place. Even with those supports, are we looking at over €2 per litre for diesel?
Well, with those supports remaining in place, I think we're probably going to stay under €2 a litre in the immediate term. And now, look, I don't know the future. Any sort of thing can happen, and we've seen how volatile things have been. But as things stand, if all other things remain equal and the government leave the supports in place, that won't happen. But if they don't leave those supports in place, we are looking at about €2.30 by January. Now, that and to me, I think that is crazy. I think the government would have to say, we will not reinstate the excise duty while commodity prices remain so high. And I think it's high time the Minister of Finance came out and said that publicly. He doesn't have to make a commitment now not to do it, because if the prices drop between now and the end of August, great, fabulous, reinstate the excise duty. But I think he does need to give Irish consumers, Irish industry and the fuel sector the confidence of knowing that if commodity prices remain very high, he is not going to put us in a situation where we're going to get onto a track to €2.30 diesel by January.
Okay, and just to finish up, if we can, Kevin, you talked about the carbon tax that has already been flagged that it's going to go up when we get to budget time. There's a good reason for that. I know, look, you represent Fuels for Ireland, so more fuel sold, the happier you are. But there is an obligation on us to reduce our carbon footprint, and that is done through taxation for a large part. You know, are we just stalling on the future if we don't introduce the carbon tax as planned?
Absolutely not. So yes, I want to sell more fuel, but that doesn't necessarily mean I want to see us sell more fossil fuel. There are low carbon liquid fuels, you can go onto a forecourt near me in Dublin or near where you are in Cork, and you can buy 100% biofuel. You can do that. It will reduce your emissions by 90%. However, if a haulier does that today, if a haulier moves their fleet from diesel to HVO, 100% biofuel, reducing their emissions by 90%, they will pay more tax for that than they will for diesel. So we think the government needs to have a long, hard look at how fuel is taxed to, yes, increase and accelerate the transition to renewable fuels. Yes, ensure that government can get a fair tax take, but also make sure that fuel remains affordable for people who don't have any other options.
All right, Kevin McPartland, CEO of Fuels for Ireland. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.